Southwark stood down last year. So I've been the local council, like Paul and stuff. I've had to deal with all sorts of public bodies and private companies, quite frankly, in my time as a councillor. TfL is the most unaccountable public body going. It's very frustrating to deal with. As a borough councillor, they're impenetrable. You could not get through to them to make representations. And what I have tried to do as chair of the London Assembly Transport Committee is work with councillors of my party and others to try to help them, because they will reply to my letters and emails, to help them to resolve some of these very small issues that make a big difference to a local area. But one of the things in the localism bill that you were reading earlier today does bring in is Transport for London. At the moment, most of their meetings are in private. They have a public meeting every month or so, which often can be 40 minutes in length, and then they go into a private session for hours and hours and hours. We don't know what's on that private agenda. We don't know what they're discussing. I mean, if you think local government isn't transparent, you should try Transport for London. But they are going to have to comply with local government legislation in terms of their transparency and stuff going forward. They fought it every, as you can imagine. But the government said, no, you're spending billions of public money, you need to be transparent. And hopefully we will start to see some change. I can't go and sit in on their subcommittees. I chair the Transport Committee. I'm trying to hold them and the Mayor to account. I can't go and sit in. There's one, there's going to be a briefing on taxis and private hire. And it's the item, and it just said there will be a verbal update at the meeting. So I said, well, I'd like to come. I'd like to hear what you've got to say. No, you're not allowed. And, of course, the minutes just say there was a verbal update. So I have no idea what they're discussing. There's no way I can actually see what their board members who are appointed, what they're saying, who they've been talking to. At least where you've got councils and stuff, they can say, well, I've been talking to resident groups, forums and so on. And these are the issues that are being raised. We don't hear that at all. And I think hopefully we will start to see some changes in the future.
Can I ask when that